The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The date for FIFO workers to get their first jab is just a week away, and some of WA's mining giants have already started making moves. So what's the plan for the Rios, the FMGs and the BHPs of the world? The West's mining reporter Stuart McKinnon has some of the answers, and he joins me now. G'day, Stu.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
Good, thanks. So before we get into what the individual companies are doing, I'm curious to know, like, in your opinion, how many workers do you reckon are currently unvaccinated?
Yeah, look, that's the $64 million question, really, Ben. No one really knows, to be honest, how many are vaxxed, how many are unvaxxed, how many are sort of on the still deciding whether to get the vax. We probably will only know the final figure come December 1. I suspect there's probably a lot of people out there who are just holding on to the last minute to get their first jab, and they're hoping something happens in the intervening period where they don't have to. But look, some industry sources say it could be as high as 5%, and that's just a figure sort of that they're, I guess, plucking out of the air based on the wider population. Mm. So obviously the FIFO component is just a representative of the wider population. So, could be as high as 5%, but we won't know until December 1.
Yeah, right. 5% doesn't sound like a lot, but I bet if you're talking to mining companies who are already stretched at finding workers, 5% would be pretty horrible. But then there's not a one-size-fits-all approach from the industry when it comes to this. So what can you tell us about how different mining companies are approaching it?
Well, some mining companies, some resources companies have already stopped flying workers to site who aren't vaxxed, so they're trying to get ahead of the game, so to speak, while other companies are sort of waiting till the day, and anyone who's unvaxxed come November 30 will be flown off the site, off sites. So, different companies are handling it in different ways.
Yeah, wow. So, we're actually, on the day, on December 1, say, all right, everybody who isn't vaccinated, you're getting on a plane, you're heading back to Perth.
Basically, yeah. That's what I've been informed from BHP. That's the plan with BHP and Fortescue Metals Group.
Yeah, right. And so at that point, would those workers be dismissed? Or would they be suspended? Or, like, I guess, what happens to those workers at that point?
Look, that's another very good question. And companies have been reluctant to tell me, you know, exactly what will happen to these workers. But based on the experience in New South Wales, BHP introduced a mandate for workers in New South Wales to be vaxxed by the middle of this month. What BHP did with those workers who weren't vaxxed is basically stood them down without pay. I think there was about 50 or 60 workers involved there. So, look, if that was the policy over there, I assume BHP will adopt a similar policy over here, and it'll be a case of being stood down without pay. Now, as far as the other companies go, they've been a bit more circumspect about what they're going to do with their staff. There is some suggestions from the union that employees should be allowed to take any accrued leave before they are dismissed. They're calling for, they're saying termination should be a last resort. Some people might be needing more time to make a decision. So if people can use up their accrued leave while they make a decision, that could be an option for some workers if companies are flexible enough to agree to that.
Yeah, they've only had 18 months of a pandemic that has killed 5 million people to make up a decision. But last week, Mineral Resources boss Chris Ellison came out and said that, they were so desperate for workers that they'd take hairdressers, bankers, waitresses, whoever it was, they would train them up, give them a job. He also said when it came to mandatory vaccination that they're not in the business of making people redundant. But he didn't know what he would do with workers who refuse the jab. Do you think that's that reflects where the industry is at to some degree?
Look, I'm sure termination will be a last resort. Companies don't want to lose workers. Not at this moment in time. There's a shortage, as you've noted. So, look, they'll be doing everything they can to get people over the line. But at the end of the day, and every company has said this, we can't have people on site who are unvaccinated or haven't had their first jab by December 1. So this is a law, you know, they can't break the law. So they're committed to that, but they're also committed to giving their employees every opportunity to get that first jab and helping them over the line as much as possible.
Mm. And now we've talked about, I guess, the what some of the penalties are for workers who don't get vaccinated. Chevron revealed it had raised more than $120,000 for charity through an initiative where they were donating $100 for each fully vaccinated worker to one of four charities of the workers' choice. Are there other companies that are providing incentives as opposed to just a bit of stick? Is there some carrots being thrown around?
Yeah, look, I believe BHP have some sort of reward system as well. They didn't expand on exactly what that is, but they did refer to sort of an incentive scheme. I don't think it's particularly lucrative for people to get the jab, but it is, you know, there's something there in terms of an incentive. You know, again, I think companies will be using every sort of, I guess, weapon at their disposal to get people over the line because they don't want to be losing workers at this time.
Yeah, and we're talking about the potential for losing workers, even if it's, you know, the worst case scenario might be 5%, but even if it's a 1% or 2%, what sort of an impact do you think that would have on the industry?
Yeah, well, as I said, you know, no one wants to lose workers at the moment. I'm sure that companies have made arrangements, you know, for imminent loss of workers as a result of this. You know, they wouldn't want to be caught on the hop where, you know, essential operations are put in jeopardy. So I'm sure they've made arrangements, have contingencies in place to deal with it. But, yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens on December 1, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. A week from now, next Wednesday, the West's mining reporter, Stuart McKinnon, thanks as always for being on The West Live and sharing your insights.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.